The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
We're discussing Tinder today, but no. Because there was a text in a little while ago and we were trying to help out one of our listeners, we have, like, I suppose what we will say unofficially, the unofficial Tinder expert to the stars, Tanya Sweeney.
Can I just say,
for the last 6-7 minutes, what those songs about?
He learned a lot.
Nikki's eyes have been out on stocks. Oh my God.
Jeez.
If only anybody could hear the stories.
You nearly fainted. God bless you. I did.
It just got, there was more and there was more and there was more. And when I thought you were at the end, then you came out with something else. I was like, oh my God.
Anyway, never go back in there.
Well, somebody sent in a message anonymously, said they're meeting up with this guy on Saturday. He's amazing looking. They've been chatting on Tinder for 2 weeks. He messaged me last night saying, if I don't look exactly like my profile picture, he's walking away. Thankfully, I do look the same, but I feel he's been extremely judgmental before he even gets to know me. That's really
bad. You know
what?
I mean, I will say...
Now, he could be joking. Nikki just said maybe he said it in a funny way.
No, he meant that.
But you know what? You can't read tone in an email or a text or a tweet.
That's absolutely true. But I do think, though, you know, on Tinder, everyone is just, you know, dating so defensively. They have their arms crossed and they're really like, now, if you even, you know, don't respond to me quickly enough, we're done, you know? It's just, Tinder doesn't really work for the
instant.
Irish people.
People want it real quick.
Absolutely. And you know what as well? The thing is, I mean, there was a study done. Irish men are not the most attractive in the world, shall we
Present
say.
Company excluded.
Of course, I'd be swiping right till the cows come home. But you know, there's that thing where you're just kind of looking at it. It's like top trumps of, yeah, you know, just some very questionable looking gentlemen. But you know what? They probably have great banter. Well, it's not even the best of the bad bunch. It's just their selling point is that they're funny, that they're witty, that they're charming. They think they're great. It doesn't necessarily translate on Tinder. So, I mean, with this girl here now, I mean, let's see what this dude looks like when he shows up.
We'd like to know,
like,
actually. Maybe
Michael
we get
Fassbender.
Maybe go on it and message us in next week, whoever you are, and let us know how you got on. But anyway, we're going to be talking about magazines.
Can I ask one more question on Tinder? I know I'm not supposed to talk about it. Is it not just a hookup site?
Well,
so you're talking with their personality. Is it not just
we're kind of limited
two
as
people
well
who want to hook up?
I think it depends.
For Netflix and chill, that I was reliably informed,
as opposed to watching Netflix and lying on a couch spooning and not having hands above the blankets.
I don't think you get past the menu on Netflix, really, do you?
I get all the way to the end of the film.
Not you. I'm talking generally your people on Tinder. Is that not really what it is?
Well, you know what? I think you might be right there, Nikki, to be fair. But you know what? I will not question anyone who wants to meet their, you know, significant plus one, husband, wife, partner, whatever, on there as well.
Has anybody gotten married yet in the world off from Tinder?
Apparently so. Yeah.
I have a few friends now. One or two are engaged. And people who did, they went on, you know, maybe like 100 dates on Tinder and then found the one.
So I've only about another 63 to go.
You're nearly there, Tanya.
It's okay. We're not allowed to talk about Tinder.
Okay, so tell us about the magazines.
So we're here. I was going to try and do a nice segue, but that didn't happen. Anyway, so
we ruined Tanya.
You were too busy swiping to the left and to the right.
Swiping left like no man's business. This book came across my desk anyway last week. It's super, super fascinating. It's called Women's Voices in Ireland. You are absolutely not in it because you were but a glint in the milkman's eye in the 1950s and 60s.
Okay.
Unless you use a very good moisturiser.
Thanks.
So this was written by someone called Katrina Clear, and it's basically a sort of a snapshot on what Woman's Way was like in, you know, the 1960s when it started. And it turned out, right, that, you know, Irish women didn't really, you know, have an outlet to be able to kind of talk with other women, you know. But then there was this letters page in Woman's Way, and the next thing, they started to sort of just talk about, you know, anything that was really, you know, on their minds. And
were they real letters? I always wonder, because you know when you used to read them, you're like, honest. Did someone make that up, or is that real?
Do you know what was mad? They say that they could only print a 50th of the letters that they printed. Because what happened was you got a guinea when you got a letter printed. So people started to really want to get their hands on a few quid, you know, and you could do this sort of low tips and tricks kind of a thing. Three lines going,
but
you know,
it was an outlet for people who had problems that they needed to talk about.
Absolutely,
and this was the only way. And I suppose like the anonymous line, it was anonymous if it needed to be.
Well, I think a lot of people put their names to it, which is even more staggering.
They wanted the money.
But let me tell you, in the 60s, Mary from Dublin too. Yeah, exactly. But I found one in the book, and this is kind of like staggering. It just shows you how we've kind of moved on, you know. So this is 1968, right? I am going to America and want an answer to this question. Can a girl get pregnant lovemaking in a car? Is it possible to get pregnant from heavy kissing and hugging? Hello.
Yes.
And then the other ones, right?
It depends how much air pressure is in their tyre, to be honest with you, doesn't it really?
If it's MOT'd, you're getting twins. So anyway.
If it doesn't need any more coolant.
This is a legitimate letter.
This was from 1968. I mean, God bless her. Oh. But then there was other ones, right? So what is a hymen? What is an embryo? What is a miscarriage? What is a French letter? I mean, I didn't know that until about 3 weeks ago. What is French kissing? These kind of things that people... But this is what's mad is like the letters pages of women's magazines, they're so needed. Yeah. And like when I was, you know, a teenager and I was reading like Just 17 and all that, my God, it was like, you know, Dallas by way of Rotherham. Do you know what I mean? And I remember, like, because I started my periods quite late, right? Full disclosure, I was about 16. You need
okay,
to read.
Nikki, are you okay?
I'm just going to sit down.
Yeah, just you. You know, you know what? You take a coffee break there, Nikki, and I'll go on about my periods.
I'm going for a packet of menstrual cycles.
But meanwhile, the production team have all fainted across.
Jonathan, do you want to go for a pint?
I see that with the sports and social. No, no, no. Anyway,
but
sorry,
like,
Tanya.
But the whole point was like, you know, when you're a teenager and you're just like, God, am I normal? This was the place that you found out that it was all going to be okay. You know, you were going to be fine. Whatever's going on in your life, it's happening with other people. Yeah. And it was just, you know, when you're 13 years old and you just think, will I ever be a normal person? It was so, so necessary. But we were saying during the break as well, guys, that like these magazines have kind of gone now. So what are
I suppose kids, everyone has
what's the
like?
Outlet? Where is that
well,
outlet?
Well, everyone's got Google now, isn't it? But that's a bit dangerous, to be honest. You'd never feel normal about yourself if you Googled it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're only two clicks away from hearing that you're a Martian, right? You know, so like it's quite scary.
Are they completely gone? I mean, is there any magazines like...
Well, I mean, you know what? There's Glamour magazine and those kind of, you know, British magazines. And you know what? We do have Stellar and Image. And I worked on Stellar when it launched. And yeah. I have to say, like, it was the most fun I've ever had in an office. We were Now, you thought we were bad in the few minutes before I came on air, Nikki. You wouldn't have lasted 3 seconds in the Stellar office before you needed the smell and salts. We just went to town on everything. And I had an editor called Susan Vasquez, and she was just really caring about the readers, you know. She really, really cared. And it was fantastic. And we also, I mean, also in the same publishing house was Kiss Magazine, which is now gone, you know. But like now, I think there was this kind of problem a couple of years ago with women's magazines. Do you remember last year Glamour Magazine ran a kind of a, here's how to keep your man, you know, make him a grilled cheese sandwich and bring him a beer out of the shower.
Yeah.
And all this sort of servile crap, you know. We're back in like Betty Draper land, you know. So I think women's magazines have gotten to a point where they're just like, no, we're you know what, we have to come away from that, and we have to sort of start providing voices for other women, you know. And in fact, I think Glamour Magazine in the UK has just launched a column by a trans writer, which I think is such an amazing step, you know.
So
I mean,
it's changing and it's kind of moving forward.
I think we're going forward, thank God, you know.
So Tanya, what would you say to a 13 year old? No,
oh,
you've now come through it. You've written for those magazines. You've been that 13 year old,
yesterday.
15 or whatever. And now,
2 weeks ago.
Or even probably as parents listen. I'm sure. I mean, I'm a dad. Obviously, my kids
of course,
are quite young.
Yeah.
But what do you say to the 13 to 16 or whatever the age group is, girl who doesn't have, can read Just 17
oh,
and
man.
Go, oh Jesus, there's a girl there who's, that's my problem there, and thankfully I'm okay because she has it too, or she's thinking the same or whatever.
I guess the only thing you can say to someone of that age is it gets better, and it always will, because life is just horrific when you're 13 for every number of reasons, you know. I don't know where these poor girls are getting, my guess is they are reading magazines like Cosmo and all that, but they're being told, you know, here's how to, you know, drive a man wild in bed. But you know what I mean? But then the mad thing is the men's magazines are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, here's how to drive your one mild in bed.
Yeah.
Wild in bed. And it's like, why are we telling people how to do all these kind of mad, you know, tricks and stuff like that. You
even
know,
the images that I think are in them, because I know when we were teenagers, and there was a few of us only talking about
that
this
was
recently.
Only a few years ago for you, Jenny. Come
this
on.
Was about 4 years ago now, to be honest.
You were on Bebo.
Exactly.
MySpace.
Bebo.
I missed all them. Did you have MySpace and Bebo?
I had a Bebo briefly, yeah. Okay. But I remember... I remember going,
Justin,
you know,
Bieber,
to teenage, yeah, exactly, discos and stuff like that, and whatever, we would have been 13, 14 going, yeah, to like CBC and Monkstown and Stradbrook and Steep Hollywood Nights and those things. But it was so
sounds like such a den of iniquity.
I'm bad to everyone now you can get married there. But anyway, people dress differently. Like, everybody, horrendous. People now who are young would find it shocking to know that we wore runners and jeans.
Yeah.
And like, that's how people dressed. Someone might put on a bit of mascara if they were going nuts for the night, but there was none of this spray tans and getting your hair blow dried and what am I going to wear and, you know, contouring. And
didn't you say something last September? You were in some supermarket that remained nameless and you saw, get ready to get back to school, and there was a huge section of fake tan.
Yeah.
Ready to go back to school.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's just shocking.
It's
so
frightening.
We're kind of lucky in a way, I think, of when we grew up that none of that really existed. There was kind of an innocence, and the same for you when we were all that age, where now it's just, there's a lot more pressure.
See, I think as well, the problem with a lot of women's magazines, and I won't name names, is, you know, they're run a lot by the advertisers. Mm. So, you know, they're pushing on women things that they don't want or need, you know, making them spend money they've not got. You know what I mean? And that's not real. You go through a magazine and you just feel a little bit unsure about yourself. You feel a bit fat, a bit old, a bit like your skin needs help. And the next thing you're in Brown Thomas spending 400 quid because you need to, you know, right that wrong, you know? And I mean, I think it takes a lot, a really strong person to go through a copy of Vogue or somewhere like that and go, do you know what? I'm only deadly. I don't look like any of them, no, but I'm great.
And a lot of it's photoshopped though as well. And I know that's easy to say that, but it really is, you know, because we can all, like, I was only talking to Nikki earlier about this Facetune app where you can pretty much make yourself look amazing by just rubbing your finger on the screen. And when you see how easy it is to do that, you realise from a professional level that all the pictures that we are looking at then online are all fake. There's nothing real in them. Nobody looks like that. It doesn't exist.
Well, you see, you asked as well, like, where are these girls going now for their messages or their advice or whatever? I mean, maybe they're heading to Instagram, and think of how dangerous a message those girls are getting, you know? I mean, they're a lot of those professional Instagram accounts, they're doctored, they're taking 400 pictures before they land on the one sort of seemingly spontaneous one, you know? It's really frightening to think that, you know, if you're 13 years old and you really don't have a clue, you're not able to talk to your parents about the fact that everyone in your class is watching porn or, you know, like dieting like crazy, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know who you talk to, but we're very, very lucky that the women's magazines that we had at the time, you know?
And there was no access to internet and social media and Twitter and
I mean, you had smash hits, you know, and you took out your Westlife poster and you stuck it on the wall.
I'm glad you got that in there, Tanya Gooker.
No, I thought this interview was rubbish until you said that. Like,
and then you wrote and said, my boyfriend looks like Cian. That's the other one. Help me.
Smash it. That's gone now, obviously. We went around all those offices and Top of the Pops magazine and
of
stuff.
Of course.
And they would have been fun times as well. Yeah,
I'd say you had the crack. Was it amazing? Definitely. Meeting all those kind of journalists and having that. And I actually love that about Smash It's, is they would ask pop stars, you know, what's your favourite colour? What's your favourite drink? It was never that worthy kind of, you know, talk to me about your craft. They
what would you take? What were the three things you take to a desert island?
Yeah, but that tells
what's
you
your
more
most
about
embarrassing moment.
They're the best questions because you get the real great stuff.
It was a great magazine, though. I remember buying literally every issue that came out, and I had them all collected up until actually probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I think I threw them all out. You know, when New Kids on the Block on them. I remember, I think Martika was on the front of it at one day. I mean, it was
what is Martika at right now?
Where's Martika
in PC World or something?
I don't even remember who Martika is.
Stop it now.
Sorry.
Eminem sampled her song on Toy Soldier. Actually, I remember. But I will. I'm gonna play one or two, so you know them. I promise
I'm sure
you.
Right,
I'm 23 and I know 14-year-olds dressing older than they should. I think the Kardashians and the Jenners have kind of ruined the youth of today. It's okay to wear a foundation 10 shades darker. We've all done it. This is also harmful to the mental health of the youth.
It's true. It's never okay to wear foundation 10 shades darker. If that's one thing that women's magazines taught me, it's like you go to the right shade. Go on the back of your wrist when you go into Boots, lads. That's
well,
what you do.
It's also a whole new ball game when you discuss social media in depth, because yeah, like in terms of a harmful effect, because Phil Jupitus was on the show with us a couple of months back and he said he feels that social media of today will be the cigarettes of our generation, i.e.
wow,
we won't know the harm it's actually having on people for another 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, especially when people are reading comments and making comments and just on people's mental health alone.
That's a really interesting point.
We never had to deal with it until the last five years, and now people are growing up with this, and then eventually they're going to be gone.
I do wonder though, will the next generation look at us going with our selfies and our stuff and go, what a bunch of plebs?
I hope they
and
do.
Then go the other way and just
absolutely
black it out,
disconnect,
you know?
It. Yeah. Right, Tanya Sweeney, thank you very much. We can't go
thank
on any longer.
Thank you so much.
That was brilliant, and I'm glad I kind of sat
can
down
I
and
ask
tuned
her very
of
quickly
the menstrual cycle conversation.
In the Herald, what day is it? Is it tomorrow it's going to be out, or today?
Yes, tomorrow.
Please,
Tanya's
if you get
Tinder
a chance,
story.
Get the Herald tomorrow, because there is a story in it that'll just blow your mind. You'll never leave the house again.
Thanks, Tanya.